The best source of health and nutrition information is an article published in a scientific journal. For a scientific article to be published, the authors must send it to the editor of the journal. The editor scans the submitted paper and selects two reviewers who have published similar kinds of research. Both reviewers scrutinize the paper for scientific consistency, historical accuracy, methodological and statistical soundness, and rigorous scientific logic. If both reviewers agree, then the editor either accepts or rejects the paper. If there is a split decision, then the editor sends the manuscript to a third reviewer. If that degree of scrutiny was not enough, each of the reviewers sends a list of criticisms to the author, even if the paper is accepted for publication. The authors must address these criticisms and return the answer to the editor. Only after the editor agrees that the writer has adequately addressed the criticisms will the manuscript be published. But how do we know that the scientific method is the best method devised for discerning truth? Because it is based on public observation. Anyone should be able to repeat a scientific study and observe the same results. It is also based on replication. Even if an experiment is well done, findings in science are not accepted until they can be reliably repeated by others. To make you even more skeptical, even if a study has been published in a scientific journal, the results may not be true. No, it's not because the scientists are liars, although that sometimes happens. It's because scientists use different methods to study problems. Each of these methods has its own strengths and weaknesses.